No, it's not. And I mean, I'm continually hearing from residents and tenants of ours that they're waiting an inordinate amount of time to get repairs done. Now, I understand you have to prioritise repairs. There's still, I believe, our problem with that is that we don't have enough maintenance people, and we certainly don't have enough money included in the maintenance budget. We currently get around 12 million euros from our rent every year in the county, and it's only approximately 5 million that is reinvested back into the housing and maintenance across the county. So there's 7 million outstanding there. I would be strongly arguing when we come to the budget this year that further 2 or 3 million be put into the maintenance end of housing, because it's very, very important that we upkeep and maintain the housing stock we currently have. So I'll be, in the months ahead, arguing with Lifford and setting the scene for that we give a substantial increase to the housing maintenance budget to ensure the people that when they have the repairs and the problems with their houses that they're fixed in a timely fashion.
From your point of view, I'm sure it would be in the interest of both Donegal County Council and, of course, the tenant themselves. They're paying rent. They do expect some sort of, you know, a service in return.
Yeah, like, I mean, the argument we're getting on the door all the time was if they were in private rented accommodation, there's stipulations there that the landlords have to follow, and they would get the repairs done quite quickly. That's not happening in relation to social housing at the moment. And it's not the fault of our municipal district or our maintenance people. This is it's a problem we have with how we service our houses and how we allocate monies out of our budget. We also have the problem of MICA. There's hundreds of social houses which are affected by MICA. We've now discovered that the social houses aspect is not covered in the MICA redress scheme. So the council apparently is going to have to come up with the money. And how are we going to do that on the current budget that we have? So, look, it's unfair when we see, and I've known cases of this where people have left social housing, they went to private rented because they didn't get the repairs done as asked. And no sooner had they been out of the house that the kitchens were replaced, that the boiler was replaced, or that the doors and the windows were sorted out. So, look, we have to look at our maintenance programme again. We have to acknowledge that we have 1,500 houses. A lot of those houses are 30-year-old and will be expected to be refurbished in the short time ahead. And that means new boilers, new kitchens, and new windows and doors. And we haven't got the resources to do that. And our tenants, I think, are becoming, their patience is running thin.